Hello, dear friends, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting episode. I hope you are doing well and you are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting. I would love to start with a guitar that has impressed me when I started to work at Zika's Guitars and when I started to review guitars. I remember that this guitar, made by Juan Manuel Garcia Fernandez from Spain, from Granada, has impressed me a lot. And I think this is the second or the third guitar in the last 4 or 5 years that we are having in our shop at Zika's Guitars. It's a very comfortable guitar to play on, and it doesn't have that typical Spanish tone. I'm hearing some modern elements in the tone of this guitar, such as roundness and smooth character in the sound, but you have at the same time the separation of a Spanish guitar and also the fast response of a Spanish guitar. And this guitar comes with a spruce stop with some super nice decorations on it, on the purflings, and also the rosette is a very beautiful job what he has done. And we have Madagascar rosewood back and sides, which is, I think, starting to be a premium type of wood, Madagascar. This guitar is brand new from 2026. It has a traditional construction, traditional fan bracing, and I guess you can't wait to hear the sound of this guitar. Let's start. I'll keep playing. Again, very impressive. And let me start by analyzing the basses. The basses are super deep and very well resonating. I don't know if you are or if you can hear it through the microphones. The basses sound very airy, but also the trebles sound very airy. You have the feeling that the guitar has a lot of resonances and airy sound, very full-bodied. As I said, it doesn't sound like a typical Spanish guitar, but you have the ability to create beautiful colors, which is a very Spanish quality or character of a guitar. Oh my god. I mean, the guitar is speaking for itself. Thank you. Also, the playability is very comfortable. I have the feeling that the setup of the guitar or the action height or the tension on the strings is in a way that you can push the guitar a lot and the sound doesn't get overdriven. You have a very wide dynamic range. It's a very dynamic guitar. Last piece. And the next guitar is made by the Italian guitar maker Daniele Chiesa, who is building exceptional traditional guitars, but also, since a few years, brilliant double top guitars. This guitar is a traditional one with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. We have a 64 centimeters scale, which makes the playability for many classical guitarists easier. And I also noticed that we have a lot of requests for 64 centimeters scale guitars. And also, my personal guitar has a 64.5 centimeters scale. And the Daniele Chiesa guitars are built in terms of aesthetics, very simple, but the work is very precise and everything is very elegant and precise. And you can see it if you take a look at the guitar. Let me play a few notes on it. Wonderful sound. It's super even, very long notes, and beautiful tone. It's just beautiful. Very elegant. And by the way, before I forget, if you click on the link of this guitar in the video description, you will be forwarded to the product page of this guitar, and you can watch also an interview which my colleague Francisco Mora did with Daniele Chiesa, and he is talking about his work and also this guitar. So I warmly recommend to you to watch that interview too. Wow. Also the depth in the basses. Comfortable to play on. It's funny because actually I don't need to talk about the sound of the guitars. Every guitar is speaking for itself, and if a guitar sounds so good, you just hear it, you feel it, and you see it also in my reaction. also the balance is so good. It's like you are hearing one tone. Singing tone, sorry. I mean, if you are looking for a super comfortable guitar with a well-balanced sound and singing tone, I think this is the perfect guitar. What a great job by Daniele Chiesa. I mean, he's one of the best guitar luthiers worldwide. Yeah, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Daniele Chiesa guitar from 2025, brand new. And let's move to the next instrument. This elegant guitar made by Gary Southwell, a guitar maker whose guitars have been played also by Julian Bream. And Gary Southwell is making elegant, clean, and precise sounding guitars, which are truly appreciated by many, many concert classical guitarists worldwide. And this guitar is a brand new one from 2025. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has the number 380. Obviously, the strength of this guitar and the highlight of this guitar is the consistency in the sound, and it doesn't matter on which string or in which position. The guitar is super well balanced and you have the same intensity in every tone. And a long sustain. And if you listen to the trebles, they have the same, let's say, the same volume as the basses, and they are not weak. And this is such an important quality of a guitar. Wonderful guitar by Gary Southwell. When I'm describing the sound of this guitar, is like I'm describing the sound of a great Hauser guitar. And at the same time, I hear a kind of different character in the sound, which is, the sound of Gary Southwell. But the tonal qualities of this guitar is on the same level of a very good Hermann Hauser guitar. And of course, I'm super curious what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. The next guitar is coming from Belgium. It's made by Johan Sarens from Antwerp. And this guitar is a lattice-braced guitar with a, I think the first thing that I noticed when I looked at this guitar was the rosette. I think this is a very beautiful work. It's very elegant, not that simple, but I don't know. I like this rosette. It's a great work by him. We have a cedar top, lattice braced cedar top, and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's also a relatively lightweight guitar. Let's play a few notes on it. This is a very responsive guitar. Wow, the tones come out so fast and easily. So if you are looking for a guitar with responsive sound, what does it mean? Responsive sound or a responsive guitar is a guitar which needs a very, very short time from if you play the note until the note reaches its loudest volume. And some guitars are like this, duh, so the volume if you play a note, duh. And some guitars are like da, so they are straight away loud. And this is one of those guitars. And this is also a quality of a lattice-braced guitar. But I also like the character of the tone, which is very soft and smooth. Also, the sustain of the guitar is on a good level and full of overtones. So it was a guitar made by Johan Sarens, a lattice-braced guitar with a super fast response, a guitar full of overtones. Lovely. It's slightly different than his previous guitar, but I cannot remember if it was a lattice-based guitar or a traditionally built guitar. Anyway, congratulations to him, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is one of the most round and dark sounding guitars. It's made by Toby Zepka from USA, and this is the third guitar, I guess, that we have by Toby Zepka in our shop, or since I'm working at Zika's, and his guitars sound so soft. I had the experience that many artists who were at Zika's guitars for recording sessions felt very comfortable to record on Toby Zepka guitars. And it has a modern construction. You can actually see the construction of the top if you look through this sound port, and it looks like a lattice braced guitar. It has an elevated fingerboard, it has a sound port, so it's a modern built guitar. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. What else to mention? The number of guitar is number 110. Let me play on it. I mean, the sound of this guitar is pure darkness. It sounds like a demon. I mean, the sound character of the guitar is very dark. And I think even if you have bad nails in terms of shape, or if you didn't polish your nails, this guitar will still sound very soft and round, and it doesn't sound too harsh. Like, I mean, it's impossible to create a super bright sound on this guitar. So you have to love the modern sound. If you are a fan of traditional guitars, forget this one. But if you like modern guitars with a soft and round tone, you will love this guitar. I mean, the sound is so dark and kind of nasal that at some point you don't know if it's your ears which have a problem or if it's in fact the sound of this guitar. But the good news is that you can balance the sound if you want. So if the guitar sounds for you too dark, you can adjust the way of your playing. And like, you can play more in this area, and you can turn your fingers slightly so that the guitar doesn't sound like this, but like this. can create either these colors or so you have room to play with the sound color, but still the character of the sound is very modern and dark and very loud, full of overtones and also deep basses. Lovely. Last piece. So, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Toby Zepka guitar, brand new, with the number 110. And it's a super modern guitar with a sound port, with elevated fingerboard and modern construction. So, I'm very curious to hear your opinion. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. And as always, if you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. And the most important thing, let us know in the comments. What do you think about the sound of these guitars? Which one did you like the most and why? Well, have a nice weekend and see you next week.